WMFO. Medford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Sweet summer morning. just couldn't be. And only a fool would say that. Anybody on the street has murder in his eyes. You feel no pain, and you're younger than you realize. Only a fool would say that. Only a fool.
Hello. Oh, wait, let me see if this.
Good morning, Medford.
I don't know if yours is on. Give me a second.
Well, you gotta
Mike
figure that out,
and Mike. Okay, talk.
Hello, hello. No, we're still not good.
Yeah, what? Oh, no. Try again.
Hello. No.
What?
No feedback here.
Yeah, interesting. Mine is working. Maybe we can share mine. But, this is Lizzie, and this is The Rage Cage. We're missing Neve today. You're listening on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. To fill in, I have...
This is Nick Boudreaux. I've been here before. Once again, filling in for Neve.
How will you... we can share here.
Okay.
How will you fill these shoes? They're pretty big.
You know, I'm not really sure. Probably elite music taste, on-air personality, knowledge of frequency-modulated radio transmission.
All right. It looks like we have an electrical engineer in our presence. Okay, what song do you want to play next?
Play Everybody, Everybody.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is a new song that he's really into.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I got nothing to say. Just check it out.
Nothing to say. Okay.
I wish we didn't have to move the boom around.
I know. We can figure out the mic in the middle of it, but yeah. This is Everybody, Everybody by Black Box. Ow.
Hello.
You won't belong to me, I let you down. I walked around and see you now. Oh, man. Well, happy Valentine's Day to all who celebrate. Lizzie and I had a wonderful Valentine's Day yesterday. We made a charcuterie board, some chocolate-covered strawberries. What else? We watched The Last Emperor, but we didn't quite finish.
Yeah, we didn't finish
it. It's a long movie.
It's a long movie. It's pretty good.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah.
It won a lot of awards when it came out.
But it was definitely in that strange, like, I don't know. It just, we'll talk about it later, but it definitely didn't feel right.
Is it because it was directed No, it's an interesting movie because it seems like an authentic, like, Chinese story, but it's directed by like an Italian guy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And it's entirely in English.
It's not even. I thought it was like dubbed over in English. It's literally filmed like.
No, it's fully in English.
There's something not beautiful movie. Mm-hmm. Don't feels a little distant. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But did you wanna pick another song?
Yeah, I think it's already picked though. So we're gonna keep the years the same, but we're gonna change up the vibe just a little bit, and we're gonna make you feel like you're walking on the catwalk on this fine Thursday morning with Madonna's Vogue.
Yep, that's gonna come up. We don't really have a theme to this episode, this show today.
It's just my Spotify.
It's actually just the vibe of our Valentine's Day yesterday, I think.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
A little chaotic.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay, well. Here's Madonna's Vogue. What are you looking at? Hello.
Oh wow, I'm way over. I'm way too close to the boom.
Don't worry. That was The Sign by Ace of Base.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Thank you. What will we play next? You can choose.
You told me you were going, but I have no. Like 1,000.
Yeah, please,
right
please
now.
give me one.
Okay, I want to hear. Kids in America.
Okay, we're gonna listen to a classic radio song.
Yeah, classic radio song. I mean, this is great. This is just a really, really great song.
Do you want to tell us anything? Anything new about you since the last time you came on was like finals week last semester?
I cut my hair. Taking 8 credits. I don't do too much. So, if you want to hang out, let me know.
Hit me up. Are you gonna post your or say your Snapchat?
I delete it. I don't know.
No, okay.
No Snapchat.
How will they hit
no
you
Instagram.
Up? Then, is the question.
Are
you gonna
Telegram?
Telegram.
Pigeon.
All right. Well.
Yeah. The usual.
This is Kids in America by Kim Wilde.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Okay.
I sit here alone and I wonder why.
You know, something really interesting about that song that I keep thinking as Lizzie detaches her mic.
Wait, what the hell?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. There's this very distinct sound effect that song and a lot of songs in like the 80s and 90s have. And I learned about how they make that, and it's like doing something bad, but doing something bad on purpose. It's like, I don't know if you heard it, but it's like the, like, it sounds like something being, I'm not going to go into it, but I'm going to do a little bit of digging on that. And next time I'm on this radio show, I'm going to keep that tidbit in the back of my mind. And next time I'm on this show, I'm going to make sure that I touch upon that.
Touch upon
and
that.
And find another song.
What is it?
You know who
they're
did
doing
it a lot?
Something bad?
They're doing
like just something unconventional?
They're doing something bad in processing the song on purpose.
Ooh.
For the purpose of effect. You know who did that a lot?
No.
The Beatles.
Oh.
Yes,
really?
Did it. Yeah, they did it a ton.
Is that like similar to like,
but like the trippy psychedelic Beatles, not like the
wait,
not like the boy band.
Can
Beatles.
I ask, this might be like a niche group, but is that similar to like people who make like kind of low production songs right now, like especially there's like
no.
Roblox Core where they're like purposefully
no, not the same at all.
Okay, sorry for even asking. I
you know what? Yeah.
It's okay. It's time for a PSA. This one's I think kind of pretty relevant. It's called Numbers to Think About Bitcoin Energy Costs, and I'll let you read it. I was
going to
read it, but
read it?
My mic is a little messed up right now.
All
right,
why don't you fix that in the meantime?
Yeah.
And why don't I straighten this out so I can talk to you guys today about numbers to think about Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay, I think I fixed my mic. Can you hear me, actually?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Loud and clear.
Okay.
Over.
I'm actually interested in this PSA because I recently saw someone Bitcoin mining in Tish Roof.
Didn't that happen years ago? You told me about that.
No, I saw it again.
Oh!
Same person, too.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
I suspect they were Bitcoin mining.
Yeah,
just
that's
like
the,
yeah.
That's
the computers
the problem with,
they were, yeah.
That's the problem with having like college campuses that like give you unlimited free access
to Wi-Fi.
Like I know people who are like selling like the excess bandwidth, you know?
They are?
Yes.
That is a crazy idea that I might think about actually.
You make pennies on the hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's not really worth it. But it's something to think about.
Something to consider.
Definitely, we do not.
Don't
we
do it.
We
don't
do that.
Do it.
We don't recommend
don't
you do
it.
That, though.
Okay, well, next song? What are you thinking?
I
might play like a pretty played song recently, but I'm
you can
just,
play
I'm
whatever
in,
you'd like.
I'm in the mood. Okay.
You know, this is your show. I'm just a guest.
Yeah. This is a big song on TikTok. And like it cycled through TikTok a few times. It's also just a really good song, so you can play it. Time moves slow. bad, bad, not good. Here it is.
Watching the leaves falling in, then you were something like a dream. Oh, so
decide to do. Just couldn't help myself falling in love with you. What could I say? Oh, if I had another chance to make you stay. Cause when you ran away, I knew just what you were thinking that day. You just didn't love me like I do, like I love you. The sad thing is we're better off this way. Time will show you can't hear a thing. Time moves slow when you're lost in the dream. And the time moves slow when you wait by the phone. And the time moves slow when you're all alone.
Okay, that was Time Moves Slow.
Yeah, that was the Adult Swim trend song. I heard you listening to that yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard that.
You did?
I got ears everywhere.
Wow, okay. I think the next few songs will be somewhat Valentine's Day based. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Hope you guys all got chocolate, if that's what...
Lizzie did.
I did get chocolate. Yeah, so the next song is Will I See You Again by The Sacred Souls. Here it is.
I got a little taste of your love the other day.
I was just informed that this might not fall under the Valentine's Day theme. Do you want to speak towards that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand how you can be so far away from the mic and you can project that much.
I have voice modulation syndrome.
True.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty loud in general, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
This next one, I guess, doesn't fall under the Valentine's Day theme either.
Yeah.
Do
you listen to any love songs, or is it just, like, all, like...
It's mostly just, like, yearning songs, yeah. You know? Like,
you listen to a lot of yearning and a lot of,
like, it's almost, like, pre- and post-love is where I hit. I never hit, like, the actual experience of love.
My gosh.
No. All right. Next one is... this one's definitely not in the Valentine's Day theme. It doesn't even try to be. I Don't Know You by the Marias. By that title, you can tell, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk about what you found on the other song or no?
Oh, I mean, if you want to play the song, sure, but I do have a little interesting...
Yeah, why don't you say a little bit?
Yeah. So, the effect that I was thinking of was done by a lot of, like, synth pop and other bands in, like, the 70s, 80s, and it's called flanging. And essentially what it is...
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's when, like, you had the tape recorders, and, like, the both tapes would spin. And the audio engineers, if you push down on one of the flange of the tape, which is, like, the rim of the tape, you slow it down just a little bit. And so you get that, like, one of them slowed down. And that creates a really weird effect in the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you play it back, like, you get the same sound... But it's like, in the back.
Yeah, I'm not really following that, but that's really cool.
Here, there's a little thing on.
Are you playing something?
It's like this. So if you cut if you filter that and cut that up, you can get like the just that like weird sound, and I guarantee you that's how Kid Wild did it.
Yeah, well, that was awesome. That's something to know. I think that is comparable to low production of Roblox core.
Yeah, but there's like raw audio engineering is not Roblox core. You know?
Nah, you don't know.
Yeah, okay. I guess I don't know.
That's the new wave. You don't even know. This is Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
Their music taste. Okay, well.
Speaking of not knowing.
The next song is called I Don't Know You by the Marias. Here it is.
Epic.
Show on my face.
That I feel like that was kind of Valentine's-y.
Yeah.
More than the last, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But this next one, I think, can officially be put in the category. It's Love Fool by The Cardigans.
Abrupt.
The what was abrupt?
Nothing.
What was abrupt?
Nothing.
All right. Yeah, this is gonna be our last song. We chose a Mac DeMarco song.
Yeah, but I really wanted Hamilton.
Yeah, that wasn't gonna happen.
We'll do a Hamilton.
No, we show. Won't. We will not. No, we will not be doing that.
We're gonna do a Hamilton show.
Just to remind you, if you forgot, this is The Rage Cage, and you're listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hopefully next week we'll have Neve back, but yeah. Oh. If not, maybe Nick will fill in again.
This with is, the Hamilton episode.
Nope. Okay. This is Treat Her Better by Mac DeMarco. Unless it's not. Super awkward. Let me see. There we go.
feet. She's so fine as can be. It's like a perfect harmony.
Baby girl, you are my world. You look so sweet.